Let's bow our heads in prayer. Our Father and our God, we trust you. We even trust you with this situation, this family, and we trust you to speak tonight. Give us a word from you. We need healing in this community. We need answers in this community. Thank you for the pastors that you have placed here to be leaders. Thank you for the community leaders who have stepped up. Thank you for the brothers from the nation who've stepped up. And thank you for the young people that are here tonight. Speak now. Your word is our prayer, and it's in your name we pray. Amen. There is a passage of scripture found in the book of Genesis, chapter 4, verse 9. It says, "And the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper?" Now listen to this very carefully. "And he said, why hast thou done? What hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground." What hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. I want to talk just for about 7 or 8 minutes from this subject. This is what it sounds like when blood cries. What does it sound like when blood cries? The story of Cain and Abel is a very interesting story because Cain and Abel went to church and both of them offered up an offering to God. God accepted Abel's offering, but he rejected Cain's. Cain got mad at God, and because he was mad at God, he decided to kill his brother. But the problem was his brother, watch this now, listen, his brother was completely innocent. His brother hadn't done anything wrong. His brother hadn't messed up at all. And so when Cain killed his brother, God came to Cain and said, "What did you do?" And he said, "Well, first of all, God, how did you know I've done something?" God said, "I know you've done it. Number one, I'm God. But number two," he said, "the voice of your brother's blood is crying from the ground." People are wondering, what is going on in Champaign tonight? People are wondering, how did you all gather all of these people together, so much so until people are standing outside? People are in every overflow. Well, this is what it sounds like when blood cries. The voice of innocent blood is crying from the ground. And Kiwan's blood is crying out, "Y'all find out what happened to me." His blood is crying out, "Don't y'all let this happen to nobody else." Now let's visit this situation and let's not be afraid of it. Two 15-year-old boys, not two 35-year-old, 600-pound gangsters, but two 15-year-old boys in a house where they belong. In a house, Kiwan, in a house where he got up from that morning and cooked breakfast and ate breakfast. In a neighborhood where they belong. Two innocent young men suddenly approached by police. Now, number one, let's be fair, totally fair. We can understand when two people look as if they are breaking in a house, trying to get in a house, why the police would come. That's normal. But what's not normal is for no word to be exchanged. What's not normal is for two young men in their neighborhood, one of them trying to get in the house where he was staying. What's not normal is for the police to pull out their guns. And then shoot one young man in cold blood. Something ain't right with that picture. I could see it if they were 600 pounds each. I could see it if they both had a gun. I could see it if one of them had a knife and they were threatening to throw their gun or to throw their knife. But something, it ain't right. Something just don't pass the smell test here yet. When two young men are shot down, when one young man is shot down in cold blood, we're here tonight because we hear some crying. And the crying is coming from the ground, and the crying is the blood of Kawan crying from the ground to the community saying, don't y'all just accept what y'all hear on face value. Y'all better ask some questions because it's him today, but it might be her tomorrow. And the fact that you've turned out tonight in such large numbers put the police department on notice that we ain't gonna just accept open season on Negro people. Nobody that doesn't have a gun. You can't shoot nobody that's not a threat to you. And then just think that the community that they come from is, in other words, you can't pee in our face and tell us that it's raining. It just don't happen like that. What we need are some answers. And we need somebody to start telling us something. And we need somebody to start telling us something now. Right away, we need some answers. Because you all, what we need in Champaign is an independent police review board. We need somebody outside of the police. We need an independent review board that's made up of people from the community, that's made up of clergy, that's made up of elected officials who have the intelligence to gather facts and to determine what happened. The worst thing in the world is for the police to police the police. You can't have the police police themselves. Now, if I am a senator, something happened wrong with me as a senator, I I'd love it if they put me over the investigation. I'd love it. Something happened at my church back home. I'd love it if they say, Rev Meeks, we want to appoint you as the lead investigator. Come back in a week and tell us what happened. I come back in a week and I say, you know, they had it all wrong. Didn't really happen at all. We need to demand a different set of eyes and a different set of ears if we have to bring somebody from Washington, D.C. Somebody needs to fully investigate this matter. And somebody needs to give this grandmother. Somebody needs to give this auntie, and somebody needs to give this family some answers. And somebody needs to tell them what happened to their child the other day at 1:30 in the afternoon. Somebody needs to tell them something, and somebody needs to tell us as the community what happened. Somebody needs to let us know that. Another thing that we need here in Champaign is more black police officers. And I'm not talking about patrol officers who simply write tickets or direct traffic. We need some captains and some lieutenants and some colonels or whatever the highest rank is. We need to be among the highest rank in the police department. It has to happen. Now, everybody under the age of 21, stand up. I want to show y'all something. I see something in here tonight. All right, have a seat. Now, first of all, thank you for coming. This is where you should be. This is what action, protest, demonstration is all about. It's always been our young people who have been at the forefront of helping in these demonstrations. But I want to tell y'all something now. Them police got guns. And they got bullets. And they loaded. And they are itchy. And the community is tense. Don't act no fool with these police. Don't act, and pardon me for what I'm getting ready to say, because I was overseas and I missed the funeral. There was a funeral, they had a funeral, I missed the funeral. So pardon me for what I'm getting ready to say this. Don't act no nigga. I know they had a funeral to bury the word, but I missed the funeral. The law is the law. If they say to you, stop, you stop. If they say to you, don't run, don't run. If they say to you, get your hands out your pocket, get your hands out your pocket. If they say to you, shut up, I've heard enough, shut up. It's enough of us to protect you. You got parents, you got pastors, you got community leaders. When you get, if they gonna take you to jail, put your hands behind your back and go to jail. When we get there, we'll be able to hear your side. You ain't got to be out in the street disobeying the police because they're edgy, and we don't need another one of them talking about, we thought they was going to run, we thought they had a gun, we thought they had this. They are still in control. They are still the authority. And the Bible says every power there be is ordained of God. And you still have to listen. You can do just like I do with my wife. can listen mad. You can be mad. You can be mad as all get up. I don't want to, because I don't never want to go to the mall. It ain't never been a day. I ain't found a day that I want to go to the mall. She told me that we need to go to the mall and we need to buy the grandbaby this and we need, and I be walking through the mall mad. And I be mumbling under my breath. Not loud now, but under my breath. I don't want to be in this mall. The game on. Don't she know? Don't she know? Why does she want to go to the mall when the game on? Ain't the mall open after the game? But I be mad, but I don't never let her know quite how mad I am, because you could be mad in the daytime and mess up the romance in the evening time. And I got enough sense to know when to keep my mouth closed. And you have to have enough sense to keep your mouth closed. Young people, you are all we got. You are all we got. Did nobody die? Dr. King is looking this way. Mm-hmm. Dr. King did not get shot on that balcony at the Lorraine Motel to give you a right to sell dope. Fannie Lou Hamer did not get hurt, did not get beat by police to give you a right to have a baby at 13. Our foreparents, our grandparents who went through slavery and went through Jim Crow and the Little Rock Nine who got on a bus and rode to a high school and desegregated a school did not do all of that for you to drop out at 15 years old. They didn't do it for you to drop out at 15 years old. We have marched too long. We have bled too much. And our martyrs have died too young for you all to blow the opportunity that has been handed to you. There are black people, there are black children of the past who wish they could go to school, who wish they could go to high school, who wish they could go to grammar school. And don't you all blow the opportunity that you have. All y'all have to do, I know you quiet and fidgety and turn around, you dope dealer. Look at me when I'm talking to you. We don't want to give the police no ammunition in which to say that they suspect us or suspect you of doing something wrong or being with the wrong crowd. The right crowd is the crowd in the library. They don't bust people in the library. The right crowd is the crowd at the after school program. They don't bother the people at the after school program. The right crowd is the crowd on the honor roll and the crowd getting A's and the crowd getting B's. Last thing I want to say is this. What we need y'all to do, all the young men, raise your hand. All right? We need y'all. Listen now. Listen to me. I know you're proud and all that kind of stuff, and you happy to be a young man. We need y'all to pull up your pants. Nobody want to see your dirty draw. ain't nothing cool about it. Ain't nothing big about it. Ain't nothing deep about being 15 and can't spell cat. There is only power, listen to me, and I go to my seat. There is only power in the blood of the innocent. Abel's blood cried out from the ground because Abel was innocent. If you are a dope dealer and get shot, don't think we gonna come out and march. If you are a drug addict, if you are selling drugs, or you in a game, or you got a gun, or you flashing signs, and you get hurt, don't think that the whole community is gonna turn out for you. If you got a rap sheet from here to Chicago, there's only power in the blood of the innocent. That's why we're here tonight. Because these young men didn't have guns and didn't have knives. And we're willing to stand with them. And we're willing to stand with their families. And we're willing to look the police in the face. And we're willing to ask the police what happened. Now, I appeal to this community for calm. And it's not time yet to march to the police station and beat on the door. It ain't time yet for us to start demanding that this one resign and that one resign. It ain't time yet. I say yet because there is an investigative process that has to happen. But these ministers and these elected officials who are going to be in charge of reporting back to you should be getting an answer and should be finding an answer in a week. If we don't hear nothing in a week, if we don't have no answers next week, then I'll come back because it's time to have a bigger march. And this time, the demonstration ain't going to be on Vine Street. It's going to be on First Street. Because that's where the police are. Let them do their work now. Let them report back to us. Let the ministers, the NAACP, the elected officials, give them a chance to dialogue, to give them a chance to figure it out, to hear from the police. Give the police a chance to come in and stand in front of you and to report what happened. But if we don't like their story, and last but not least, you all, Jayshon, He got a side too.
That's right.
He was there too. It ain't like when two people in the alley and then one all of a sudden come up dead and then one said, well, he was trying to rob me and we don't have his side of the story. There is another side of this story. I'm proud of this community. I'm happy for you that you have stood up. Don't let this young man's death be in vain. His blood is crying from the ground. His blood is crying for answers. And you stick together and you stay together until you get the answers that you're looking for. God bless you and God keep you.